I don't think I need the microphone.
You think?
Nah.
Check to see if you, from the last person, probably okay.
I'm sure they can.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. I'm really glad to be with you here tonight.
很高兴呢，今天能够跟大家走在一起。
I wanted for several years to come to Shanghai to visit the church here.
其实很多年之前呢，就很想要的到上海这边来看看这边的教会。
And now I'm in the greatest city in the world.
然后现在来到这个世界上最棒的一城市之一。
I bring greetings from the church in San Diego.
从这个圣地亚哥的教会呢，带来这个一些人的祝福。
The city with perfect weather all the time.
圣地亚哥是一个一年四季如春的地方。
Now I have to take care of business first.
所以但是还是要有一些工要做。
I need a picture of the church.
所以我们现在呢要先照一下。
Okay.
而且是
新收。No. I'm not part of the church. Okay. Very good. Well, I'm really looking forward to the lesson tonight.
其实很期待呢，今天能够去上这堂课。
And studying this subject really has increased my faith, perhaps more than any other thing that I've studied out in the scriptures.
在看这个主，在研究这个主题呢，其实去让他自己本身的信心也大增很多。
I'm more of a teacher than a preacher, so this will be more like teaching.
其实我更像是一个比起是一个牧师，我更像是一个教师，所以会听起来比较像是在上课。
In fact, I'll ask questions.
所以今天呢，还会问一些问题。
I expect you to raise your hand and answer, okay?
每一个人要举手来回答。
And if you fall asleep, I'll call on you, okay?
如果你睡着的话，就点你起来这个讲话。
Okay. First question.
第一个问题。
What is the theme of the Bible?
这个圣经的这个一个主题是什么？
Love, can you explain a little more?
如果讲说是爱的人，能不能稍微再多解释？等一下，刚刚有谁说是爱？哎呦，没举手。Yeah. Okay. They say love.
God is love.
Okay. Okay. Other ideas?
还有别的吗？
Yeah.
Salvation.
No, more than one word.
More than one word.
Yeah, more than one word.
多一点字吧。
Salvation is good.
多讲一点。
就是神的计划之后救我们。
Okay, it's God's plan to save us.
Good, God's plan to save us, okay? Yeah, I think that's right. The theme of the Bible is God wants to love us.
所以其实没错，其实整个圣经的主题呢是神想要去爱我们。
And he wants us to love him.
而且想要我们也能够去同样去爱他。
Now, in this study, I believe the theme of the Old Testament.
在这个研究里面，我相信在旧约里面的一个主题呢是
is the Messiah is coming.
就是救世主呢将要来到这个世界。
And he's bringing salvation.
然后他会带来救赎。
Just like this sister said.
就好像是这个姐妹这边说的一样。
And the theme of the New Testament.
然后这新约的主题呢
？The Messiah is here. He's brought salvation.
就是这个救世主已经来了，而且他已经带来了救赎。
The whole Old Testament is about Jesus.
所以整个旧约呢，也是在讲耶稣。
For example, John 5:39-40. You can go straight.
Okay. 约翰福音的第五章39-40节，你们考察圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这里。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
So Jesus says to the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以这个耶稣呢，在那个时候跟法利赛人还有一些书记人呢，去讲了这些话。
He says, "You've been reading the Bible your whole life."
他说你们一辈子都在看这个圣经。
You're the experts in the scriptures.
你们一定是在这上面的这个专家了。
But you missed the whole point.
但是你根本完全没有抓到重点。
It was all about me.
因为这整本书的重点呢，就是有关是我。
Let me help you out a little bit when you study the Old Testament.
那给大家一些稍微一些小小的帮助啊，在我们在看旧约的时候。
Let me tell you what Genesis is about.
让大家可以知道创世纪是在写些什么。
It's about Jesus.
是写耶稣。
You know what the theme of Exodus is?
那你知道这个出埃及记是的主题是什么吗
？Jesus.
耶稣。
Leviticus.
那利未记呢
especially Leviticus.
特别是利未记。
How many here have fallen asleep while you were reading Leviticus?
在这边有多少人在看利未记的时候睡着过？
Because you didn't realize it's about Jesus.
因为你没有想到其实这是跟耶稣是有关的。
Here's how I illustrate the Old Testament.
这是我怎么来稍微形容一下这个旧约。
The Old Testament is like a play.
在旧约呢就好像是一出戏。
But it's a very unusual play.
但是一个很不寻常的一出戏。
Because in this play, the actors have no idea what the play is about.
因为在这一出戏里面呢，那一群演员根本不知道这一出戏在演什么。
But the audience,
但是观众
us, we know what it's about.
我们知道这一出戏在演什么。
We'll see many examples of prefigures and foreshadows.
我们会在里面呢看到很多预示，还有一些预言。
Where the story of the gospel is being told again and again and again in the Old Testament.
然后我们可以去在旧约里面看到新约里面的东西一而再、再而三的出现。
Another illustration.
还有另外一个这个形容。
The Old Testament is like when you read a mystery book, a mystery novel.
那个旧约呢，就有点像是一个悬疑小说。
When you read it the first time,
第一次看的时候呢，
there's a little hint, a little clue.
然后好像你看了有一些小小的一些东西，好像一些
not sure what it means.
然后不确定这个线索。
It's mysterious.
有一点点神秘。
But imagine you read that same novel the second time.
但是你如果再把同一个小说再看第二遍的时候，
you say, ah, I should have known what that meant.
我应该要看到这个点的。
It's always about Jesus, always.
永远都是跟耶稣有关的。
Now we're going to define a couple of big words. I don't like big words so much.
我们稍微要在这边稍微定义一些大的比较这个难的字眼。
But we need these words to talk about the subject tonight.
我们需要去稍微解释一下这些字。就是预示呢，它是一个过去的物件、事情、人物或处境，是代表及象征一些重要未来的一些事情的一些预示。
So a foreshadow is something that seems small and insignificant.
预示呢，就是一些看起来好像很小的东西，然后没有什么重要性的。
But it's a symbol of something much greater that lies in the future.
但是呢，它却代表着一个未来会在发生非常大的一件事情。
For example, we'll see the snake that Moses lifted up. We'll see that example.
所以我们待会儿呢，我们去看，就好像这个摩西那时候在旷野里面举起来那条。
A similar word with a slightly different meaning.
从类似的字，然后这个字叫 prefigure， 就是预兆。它的定义在上面写的是一个过去特定的东西，是代表及象征着一个未来特定的东西。
So a prefigure is something in the past.
这个预兆呢，就是过去的一个东西。
That represents something similar in the future.
代表着未来一个跟它很相像的一个东西。
For example, we'll see Moses is a prefigure of Jesus.
就好像我们看到摩西呢，他就像是在代表着像新约里面耶稣的样子。
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to do a very quick overview of the Old Testament.
所以我们现在要很快的给大家一个大略的去看有关旧约的一些东西。
And we'll see historical examples that are a picture of the gospel.
所以我们可以看到一些历史上的一些例子，是好像是福音书里面一些东西。
What I'm going to do first is I'm going to pick a very, very small example.
我要先挑一个很小很小一个例子。
It's in Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 through 9.
在民数记21章4到9节。
Just go ahead and read the whole thing, 4 through 9.
21.
Yeah.
Okay.民数记第二十一章，哇，这好小字哦。二十一章第四节，他说：“他们从何尔山起，行往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就愿读神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水， 我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多百姓，到摩西那里说，我们愿赌耶和华和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华叫这蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
So God freed the people from slavery in Egypt.
所以呢，这个神呢带着以色列百姓离开了这个埃及地的这个奴役当中。
You would think they would be thankful, yes?
你会觉得他们应该要很感谢吧？
But no, not at all.
但其实他们一点都不感谢。
They say, why did you take us out of Egypt?
他们说你干嘛把我带出来？
We're just going to die here in the desert.
我们就在这旷野里就要死光了。
We have no bread.
我们没有面包。
We have no water.
没有水。
And this manna is so boring.
然后这个人就是这马达真的是实在是太无聊的食物。
God was not happy. He sent snakes and they started to bite the people. Now I have a question. How many bites from the snake would cause you to die? Just one. In this story, the snakes represent sin.
这个蛇呢代表着就是罪。
And Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin are death.
在罗马书呢第六章二十三节里面讲说罪的工价乃是死。
How many sins cause us to be separated from God?
有多少罪让我们要犯多少罪才能让我们与神隔绝？
Just one.
只要一次就够。
So the people are dying.
所以一群人都几乎要死光了。
And suddenly they think, maybe we should repent. So they ask Moses to help them out. And Moses says to God, what should I do? And God says, make an idol in the shape of a snake. And put it up on a wooden pole. When the people look at the snake, they'll live. Now imagine you're Moses.
然后想想，但如果你是摩西的话
，God, I'm really confused.
你想说，神我有点。
You said never ever make an idol.
你说过不要铸这种偶像。
Now you want me to make an idol.
然后现在你要我铸一个偶像。
In the shape of a snake.
要像一个蛇一样的偶像。
Which represents Satan or sin.
好像是代表着撒旦或是罪一样。
Moses must have said.Okay.
所以摩西可能就
If you say so, God.
好吧，那神如果你这么说，我就这么做吧。
But remember, Moses is an actor in a play.
你要记得，摩西在这一出戏里面，他只是其中一个演员。
He had no idea.
他其实一点都不知道大家在发生什么事情。
But we know.
但是我们知道的。
Because we can read John 3:14.
因为我们可以看到约翰福音第三章第十四节。
Where Jesus says.
那耶稣说。
Just like Moses lifted up the snake in the desert.
就好像是摩西在这个旷野里面把蛇举起来。
He said in the exact same way, I too will be lifted up on a pole.
他说，人子呢也要像这样子被举起来。
So that when men come to me, they may have eternal life.
所以当人呢到我这边来的时候呢，他们才可以得到永生。
Do you realize the entire gospel message is found right here in Numbers 21?
那你知道吗？所以这个福音书里面讲的这个讯息呢，就在这一段里面全部显露出来。
But there's one part of this story that was confusing to me for a long time.
但是这里面有一部分对我来讲有一阵子让我有点不懂。
Because in this story, the snake represents Jesus.
但是因为在这故事里面，等于好像这个蛇呢就代表着耶稣。
How could a snake represent Jesus?
为什么一个蛇呢会代表着耶稣呢？
But then I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
所以在看这个哥林多后书第五章第二十一节的时候，
where Paul says, God made him who had no sin.
当保罗说呢，神让一个耶稣这样没有罪
，to become sin for us on the cross，
在十架上呢变成了罪。
So we might become the righteousness of God. So we have the gospel story. The problem is sin. One sin, you die. What's the only solution? To look at Jesus. Who just like the wooden, the bronze snake was lifted up on a wooden pole. And on the cross, he took our sins. Our only hope is to look to Jesus. Now I have a question. Do you think this is just an accident? Or do you think the Bible is inspired by God? And Jesus is right when he says the Old Testament was about me. There are so many examples I could go on for hours. In fact, my notes is about 50 pages long. You get a copy of the book over there. But for example, in Genesis, I could talk about Adam and Eve.
可以聊到亚当跟夏娃,
because Adam is a prefigure of Jesus.
因为像亚当呢, 就是, 这个像耶稣的这种预示,
like it says in Romans 5, Jesus is the second Adam.
就好像在罗马书第五章讲到说耶稣就是像第二个亚当一样,
and also the story of Adam and Eve is the story of you and me.
然后就好像,
we could spend an hour on that, but we're not going to.
我们可以花一个小时就聊这个东西, 但是我们今天不会花这样时间。
Let's talk about the flood.
我们来可以聊聊看那个洪水。
The flood is a foreshadow.
这个洪水呢, 就像是一个预示一样。
What is the flood a foreshadow of?
那那个洪水预示的什么?
No, well, I can't pick. They don't raise their hand. Okay, good.
Wash and win the sins.
Okay, a foreshadow of baptism. That's true. 1 Peter chapter
3.
But that's not the main thing the flood is a foreshadow of. That's a correct answer. That answer gets a B.
这个答案呢，可以拿一个B.
I want to get the A answer though.
我想要能够大家可以想一个A答案.
What is the flood a foreshadow of?
这个洪水呢是什么东西的预示?
Daisy or
the?
A God's forgiveness.
Jesus, blood.
No. Well, we okay. One more try.
Revolution, end of the world.
Yes. Judgment. Correct answer.
Okay. 对的答案.
Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3. He gets an A.
啊，那拿到A了哈.
By the way, these other answers were also correct. Also correct.
算是对的.
But the main thing the flood is a foreshadow of is final judgment when Jesus comes back. 2 Peter 3.
主要的预示是讲到这个末世的时候，耶稣再回来的时候。
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Verse 3 through 7.
Second Peter
3:3-7.
彼得后书, 第三章, Second Peter
3:3-7. Yeah.
3:3-7. Okay. 彼得后书第三章第3到第7节。 第一要紧的，大家知道，在末世必有好些好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说：“主要降临的应许在哪里呢？”因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与其初创造的时候，人是一样。他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并有必从水而出，借水而成就的。 的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直 存留直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧。
So it's exactly the same.
现在完全一模一样。
Just like it was in the time of Noah.
就像是在挪亚的时候。
So it will be at the end of time. You know, people will preach about repentance.
很多人呢会去呼求人去悔改。
But most people will ignore it.
但是大部分人都不会去听。
But when it started raining,
但是开始下雨的时候呢,
it was too late.
已经太迟了。
Judgment came.
这个审判的日子已经。
And the world was destroyed.
然后那个世界就被。
He says it will be exactly the same at the end of time.
然后在末世的时候呢，会跟那个时候是一模。
People will act as if it will never happen.
因为大部分人会好像活得好像是永远不会发生。
But when Jesus comes, it'll be too late.
但当耶稣来的时候呢，一切都会太迟了。
Judgment is foreshadowed many, many, many times in the Old Testament.
这个最后的审判呢，在这个旧约里面一次又一次被预知。
I don't think we talk about judgment enough.
我觉得我们聊审判日聊得不够多。
When was the last time you heard a sermon about judgment?
上一次你听到人家去讲道的时候讲到审判是什么时候？
But let me tell you something encouraging.
那我想要告诉大家一件很鼓励的东西。
Every single time God foreshadows judgment,
每一次当神呢从在经文里面去告诉大家去预示这个审判日的时候
，In the same story, He also foreshadows salvation.
在同样一故事里面呢，他也会预知大家后来得到的拯救。
This brother was right.
这弟兄是对的。
He read 1 Peter chapter 3.
他看了这个彼得前书第三章
，Where it says
在里面写到
，In the ark.
在这个方舟里
，A few people.
只有一些人。
Eight only,
只有八个人,
they were saved.
他们得救了。
The same water that judged the world,
这同样的水呢，当去审判这个世界的水呢,
is the water that saved them.
就是同样拯救他们的水。
Now some people say baptism, it's just a symbol.
但有些人说受洗就只是一个象征，一种仪式而已。
Is that true?
是吗?
Is baptism a symbol?
是洗礼是一个象征，一个仪式而已吗?
No, the flood is a symbol.
那个洪水是一个象征。
That's the shadow.
那是一些影子。
The reality is baptism.
这现实真实的东西呢，就是受洗洗礼。
You can do a baptism study in the Old Testament. That's easy.
你可以透光用这个旧约呢，就可以跟人家看有关受洗的事情。
Next, Abraham.
接下来我们来讲亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is a prefigure.
亚伯拉罕呢，也是一个预示。
When you're looking at Abraham, who are you looking at?
当你看到亚伯拉罕的时候呢，在新约是代表着看到谁？
Think carefully.
开始想想看。
I'll give you a hint.
我给你一个这个小提示。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
But don't look. That's cheating.
别看，这是作弊哦。
Who's Abraham?
谁是亚伯拉罕？
Father of Israel.
Abraham is us.
Right.
Abraham 就是我们。
Abraham represents those who are saved by faith.
亚伯拉罕代表的那一群凭着信心得救的人。
Abraham represents those who leave everything behind.
亚伯拉罕呢，代表的那一群把所有一切都放下了。
And walk by faith.
然后凭着信心行走。
The way Paul puts it in Romans chapter 6, he says, He is the father of all of those who believe and are saved.
在罗马书第六章呢，他讲到说亚伯拉罕是所有信得救的人的父
母。Let's read that. Romans 4:11 and 12.
我们可以看一下罗马书呢第四章十一节跟十二节。罗马书第四章第十一节跟第十二节。并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。 又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之终极去行的人。
Some people say,
有些人说,
the Old Testament is about salvation by works.
这个旧约呢是好像是这个因行为得救。
And the New Testament is about salvation by faith.
然后这个新约呢是好像是因信得救。
That's not true at all.
根本一点都不对。
They're both about salvation by faith.
两个都是这个因信而得救。
And he said Abraham represents all those.
因为亚伯拉罕呢代表着这些所有的人。
Who are saved by faith.
是一些是凭着信心得救的。
And in verse 16 in the same chapter he says, he is the father of us all.
然后在第十六节的地方他讲说他是我们众人之父。
Now Abraham had two sons.
那亚伯拉罕呢有两个儿子。
Ishmael, Isaac.
一个伊斯玛利跟这个以撒。
If you ask a Jew,
如果你问一个犹太人,
who represents the Jews, Ishmael or Isaac?
谁哪一个人代表着犹太人？是伊斯玛利还是以撒？
What would they say?
你觉得他会说什么？
They say Isaac. Not true. Not true.
错。
Because Ishmael represents the Jews.
因为这个以实玛利呢代表着犹太人。
As a prefigure.
在旧约里面的这种预示。
And Isaac represents us.
以撒呢才代表着我们。
Because Ishmael was the son of a slave.
因为以实玛利呢是奴婢的儿子。
And for that reason he was a slave.
所以在这个状况之下他是一个奴隶。
Remember Jesus said to the Jews in John chapter 8, you're all slaves.
因为当耶稣在约翰福音第八章的时候跟犹太人讲说你们都是奴隶。
No, Isaac is the child of promise.
因为其实只有以撒才是这个应许而生的儿子。
And we too are children of promise.
所以我们呢也是因为应许而生的儿子女儿。
Why was Ishmael born?
那为什么以实玛利要出生？
Because of Abraham's lack of faith.
因为亚伯拉罕缺乏了信心才会生出来。
How much faith does it take to make a Jew?
要多少信心才能够让一个人成为犹太人？
Doesn't take any faith at all.
根本一点都不需要信心。
Here's how it works.
就基本上这样做。
Mama Jew?
就是妈妈犹太人。
Papa Jew?
爸爸犹太人。
Baby Jew.
就是有一个 baby 犹太人。
Takes no faith at all.
一点都不需要信心。
We are the children of promise. We are the children of faith.
我们才是这个应许而生出来的子女。
I didn't make this up.
我没有这个捏造这个东西。
It talks about it in Galatians chapter 4.
在加拉太书第四章。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Kind of a long reading here.
Galatians 4:21.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting in 21, go all the way through 26.
You mean borrow something with bigger words?
Yeah. That's not much bigger. It's still small.
Well, it's bigger.
All my Chinese brothers and sisters have small Bibles. Where's a nice big one?
Okay, Galatians 4?
4, 21 through 26.
Okay, 21-26. 他说你们这愿意在律法以下的人请告诉我你们岂没有听见律法吗因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子一个是使女生的一个是自主之妇人生的然而那使女所生的是按着血气生的那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的这都是比方那两个妇人就是两约一约是出于西奈山生子为奴乃是夏甲这夏甲二字是指着阿拉伯的西奈山与现在的耶路撒冷同类但因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的但那上的在上的耶路撒冷是自主的他是我们的母
through 26
okay
good 26 okay. So he says Ishmael he was born the usual way
因为他说以实玛利他出生是一种很平常的出生。
But Isaac is the son of promise.
因为但是以撒呢是应许而生的。
He says, that's who we are.
这就是我们。
He says, these can all be taken as a symbol.
所以这些都是像是比喻一样，像预示一样。
Then he talks about Sarah and Hagar.
然后他现在在讲说萨拉跟夏甲。
He says, Hagar
他讲夏甲
represents Mount Sinai.
是代表着这个西奈山。
Represents the old covenant.
代表着旧约。
And slavery.
为奴的。
Because nobody was saved by the old covenant.
因为在旧约的律法之下，没有人得救。
He says Sarah.
但是萨拉
she's the free woman.
她是那个自由的女人。
She represents the new Jerusalem.
她代表着新的耶路撒冷。
The new covenant.
新约。
Here's what's interesting.
在这里有一个很有趣的东西。
When Isaac was born, what did Ishmael do to Isaac?
当这个以撒出生的时候，以实玛利对以撒做什么？
Anybody? You read the story? Yeah. Yeah, he persecuted him.
Right. 他逼迫了他。
Again, that's a foreshadow.
这也是另外一个预示。
Because when Isaac, the church was born,
当以撒这个教会。
Ishmael, the Jews, persecuted the church.
这些以实玛利的这群人呢，就这些犹太人呢，就逼迫了教会。
And then, what did Sarah do?
那萨拉那时候做什么？
She kicked him out, right? That happened 40 years later.
这些就是四十年以后。
God waited 40 years.
神等了四十年。
Then in 70 AD, the Roman army surrounded Jerusalem.
在这个主后七十年的时候，罗马的那个军队把耶路撒冷整个包住。
And the Jews were driven out of Jerusalem.
然后所有的犹太人都被从耶路撒冷赶出去。
That was represented by what Sarah did to Hagar and Ishmael.
就好像是萨拉对夏甲所做的事。
This is no accident.
这一些都不是一些意外。
Now here's what I think about the Old Testament.
这是我看这个旧约的一个看法。
It's like I'm putting on a new pair of glasses.
就好像戴上一副新的眼镜。
I'm reading about Jesus.
我在看耶稣。
Let's see if you can figure this one out.
看看你能不能这个猜出这个东西。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 6.
在这个创世纪第22章。Chapter 22?
Yeah, 1 through 6.
一到六节。22章一到六节。OK， 创世纪第22章1到6节，这件事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这儿。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。到第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。” Verse 6 OK， 亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是两人同行。
I think you're starting to figure this out.
我想大家应该越来越熟能生巧，应该可以开始了解了。
In this story,
在这故事里面
，Who's Abraham？
谁是亚伯拉罕？亚伯拉罕代表着谁
？God said，
神说
，Abraham。
对亚伯拉罕说
，Take your son，
带着你的儿子
，Your only son，
你唯一的儿子
，Isaac， and sacrifice him，
以撒吧，然后把他献上做燔祭。
Who's Abraham？
那谁是亚伯拉罕
？God，
就是这里就是神。
Who's Isaac？ Jesus， that's right。
叮叮叮。
Yeah。You know we can learn a lot about God in this passage。
我们可以在这一段经文里面。
We can learn a lot about Jesus in this passage.
我们也可以在这里面了解耶稣很多。
Sometimes I think, well, he's God.
有的时候我会觉得他就是神。
He should sacrifice his son.
他应该要把他儿子献掉。
How do you think Abraham felt?
那你觉得亚伯拉罕在那个时候他的感受是什么？
About killing his own son.
要去把他的自己的儿子去杀掉。
How do you think the father felt about sacrificing his own son?
你觉得一个父亲要去杀掉自己的儿子去献祭上去，他的感受是什么？
But early the next morning, Abraham went out.
但是一大清早第二天，亚伯拉罕就带着柴上山去。
And he went to Moriah.
然后他去摩利亚。
You know where Moriah is?
你知道那个地方是什么地方吗？
That's Jerusalem.
那里是耶路撒冷。
The same mountain where Abraham offered his one and only son.
在这个山上，亚伯拉罕去献上他唯一的儿子。
It's the mountain where God offered his one and only son.
也就是神去献上他唯一儿子的地方。
On the third day, he came to the mountain.
在第三天，他到那个山上。
Now in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3.
在这个哥林多前书第十五章第三节
，Paul says, according to the scriptures, the Messiah would die.
在保罗呢说，在经上记载的这个以赛，这个弥赛亚会需要去受死。
I can find that prophecy.
我们可以在这上面找到这个预言。
Psalm 22.
在诗篇二十三篇。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书第五十三。
Zechariah 11.
撒加利亚书十一章。
But then Paul says, and the Messiah must raise from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures.
但是保罗继续讲说，在这个根据经文上面讲说呢，这个弥赛亚要在第三天再重新复活。
It took me 20 years to find that prophecy.
我花了二十年才找到这个预言。
It's right here.
就在这个地方。
Because the moment Abraham set out for Moriah,
但是当这个亚伯拉罕去到那个山上的时候
，In his mind, his son was as good as dead.
在他的心里，他的儿子基本上已经是死了。
And on the third day, he received his son back from the dead.
但是在第三天的时候呢，他像是从死里重新得回他的孩子。
In Hebrews 11:19, that's what it says. Figuratively, he received his son back from the dead on the third day.
就像在希伯来书第十一章里面就讲说，就像是那个时候亚伯拉罕就像从死里重新得回他的儿子。
Now we arrive at the mountain.
所以我们现在到了这个山上。
Let's look at Jesus.
然后我们来看看耶稣。
Did you notice this detail?
你有注意到那些细节吗？
Isaac carried the wood up the mountain.
然后是以撒自己
that was used for his own sacrifice.
是用来献他的那个木头。
Can you think of somebody else?
你在圣经里面任何地方还能找到另外一个人是这样做的吗？
Who carried the wood up the same exact mountain?
是自己带着木头上了同样一座山吗？
That was going to be used for his sacrifice?
是用来那个木头是用来献他的木头吗？
That's Jesus.
就唯一就是耶稣了。
Now we're at the top of the mountain.
所以我们现在就到这个山上。
I think we're in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们可能在哥西马尼园里。
Isaac says to his father.
然后这个以撒跟他父亲讲。
Dad.
父亲
Where's the sacrifice?
这个献祭的东西在哪里？
Abraham says to Isaac.
然后这个亚伯拉罕就说，以撒
You're the sacrifice.
你就是那个要被献祭的。
How do you think Isaac felt about that?
你觉得以撒听到这个的时候他的感受是什么？
That his father was going to kill his own son.
他自己的父亲要把他杀掉。
You know, the scripture doesn't fill in the details here. I don't really know what happened.
这个在经文里面呢，没有再更多的细节了，我也不知道发生什么事。
How do you think Abraham got him up on that wood?
你觉得那时候亚伯拉罕怎么把他儿子放到那个柴上面去
？Think maybe punched him, knocked him out?
你觉得他把他打晕了吗
？I think Isaac said, "Father."
我觉得以撒应该是说父亲。
If it's your will, let it be done.
如果是你的旨意的话，那就这样行。
Next.What about Sodom and Gomorrah?
那这个索多玛跟俄摩拉呢？
The story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你去想到索多玛跟俄摩拉。
It's a picture.
是一个图画。
It's a foreshadow.
是一个预示。
What is Sodom and Gomorrah a foreshadow of?
那索多玛跟俄摩拉又代表了什么呢？
That's an easy question, I think.
这个应该还算简单吧。
Judgment.
也是一个审判日。
The story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在这个索多玛和俄摩拉的故事里面
，is the story of those who sin and do not repent，
就是一群犯罪不愿悔改的人。
How did God feel about the people who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah？
神呢对住在索多玛跟俄摩拉里面的人的感受是什么？
He loved them.
他很爱他们的。
He loved them enough to send his one and only son to die for them.
他够爱他们，爱到他愿意让他的这个儿子呢，唯一的独生子去为他们而死。
He didn't want to bring down fire and brimstone.
他不想要让天上下火下下。
But because of their sin, judgment was coming.
但是因为他们的罪，必须审判日要到来。
It's the story of judgment.
所以是一个审判的。
But remember, every time God tells the story of judgment,
但是要记得每一次神在讲有关审判的故事的时候，
He also tells the story of salvation.
他同样也会讲有关救赎。
Because Lot and his family were in that city.
因为罗德跟他的家人在那个城市。
What was Lot doing in Sodom?
罗德在索多玛在干什么？
So God sends in the angel.
所以神就带了天使进去。
He says to Lot, judgment is coming. Get out of this city.
然后这个他就跟他讲说呢，审判日要到，赶快离开这个城市。
Lot says, yeah, let's go.
然后罗德说，好，那赶快走啊。
No, said all.Relax a little bit.
他其实没有很快的反应，他说啊，稍微不要那么紧张。
Take your time, spend the night. Maybe tomorrow we leave.
他说就来我家住一个晚上，休息一下，我们明天再早上再走吧。
You know, you live in Sodom and Gomorrah, right here in Shanghai.
在上海这边呢，也住在像是类似索马跟摩拉一样。
I think you're the angel.
我觉得你们应该就是那群天使。
And you may have to drag a few people out of this, out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
可能我们需要去拉一些人离开这个索多玛跟俄摩拉。
Who's Lot?
那罗德是什么人？
Lot is that weak Christian.
罗德就是那些很软弱的门徒。
He makes it to heaven.
他到天堂。
But just barely.
但他就是很好险才逃出来。
You know, he escaped the city.
让他逃出这个城市。
But it's like his clothes got burned a little bit on the way out.
他的衣服感觉是被烧到了，烧破了几个洞的感觉。
Maybe Lot is you.
或许罗德就是你。
Maybe you need to run out of that city.
或许你要从这个城市里面给逃出。
Now let's see what God has to say about Lot in the New Testament.
那我们来看看这个神呢，在新约里面要怎么说罗德。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 6.
在彼得后书第二章
2:6
彼得后书第二章第六节 OK、彼得后书的第二章的第六节他说OK 又判定索多玛和俄摩拉将两城倾覆焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒。Just that, verse 6.
I think so. That's good enough. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and 7. Sorry.
Okay. 第七节，只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德。
So he says exactly like it was with Sodom and Gomorrah.
就好像是以前是个索多玛跟俄摩拉那个样子。
That's what's going to happen to your friends.
就他。这些事情就会发生在你朋友身
上。The people you work around every day, that's what's going to happen to them.
就是在你身旁工作的那一群人。
Your family members, that's what's going to happen to them.
家人就是会这样。
But it says, God saved Lot, a righteous man.
他说，但是神呢拯救了罗德这位义人。
Now, would you call Lot a righteous man?
你会觉得罗德是一个很义。
I think he's kind of questionable.
我觉得他应该有点。
But that's encouraging to me.
但是你知道，这个对我来讲，听起来是有蛮鼓励的一件事情。
Now, I hope you make it to heaven with great victory.
我希望我们每个人呢都能够到天堂呢是充满着一些胜利的。
I hope you're the great, strong, fruitful Christian.
我希望你是一些很棒、很多结果子的这些基督徒。
But even if you just barely make it,
但就算你是烧破了几个洞才逃出来的。
God says to you, righteous woman.
但是神说呢，你是一个义人。
Righteous man.
你是一个公义的男人。
Welcome to your home.
欢迎来到你的家。
Amen.
Now, who's Lot's wife?
那罗德的太太是谁？
You know Lot's wife.
你应该知道罗德太太是谁。
You remember her.
你应该会记得她。
See, Lot's wife, she left the city.
罗德的太太她离开了那个城市。
She was saved.
她其实是得救了的。
But then she looked back.
但她回头了。
Don't ever look back.
所以永远不要回头。
You have nothing back there in Sodom and Gomorrah.
在索多瓦跟俄瓦里面呢，没有任何是值得我们回头的东西。
Death and destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah.
只有死亡跟毁灭。
There's a passage. It's in Luke.
在路加福音里面。
Luke 17:32.
在路加福音的第十七章。
Very simple.
非常简单。
Jesus said, "Remember Lot's wife."
耶稣只跟他们讲说，记得罗德的太太。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
remember Lot's wife.
记得罗德的太太。
Jesus says in John 9:62, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and looks back.
这个耶稣呢，在约翰福音里面讲说呢，任何人手扶着犁向后看的。
Is not fit for service in the kingdom. Don't look back. One more example. The story of the Exodus. God's people. They're enslaved in Egypt. The Pharaoh tells them what to do. How did God feel about that?It burned his heart. Because he wanted his people to be free. So what did God do? He sent Jesus. No, actually Moses. But Moses is Jesus, same thing. God's people in Egypt. Who do they represent? That's us before we were saved. We too were slaves. But God called us out of Egypt. God sent Moses. Except for us, his name was Jesus. And Moses came to Pharaoh. He said, Let my people go. Now in this story, who's Pharaoh?
在这个故事里面，这个法老王是谁？
Satan.
撒旦。
So Pharaoh says, "Sure, you can have him."
所以法老就说 ，OK， 好。
No problem.
随便啦，带走吧。
I didn't want him anyway.
那我也不想要他们在这里。
No, it didn't happen that way.
其实不是这么简单。
It took 10 plagues.
发生十个灾才让法老。
Some of your friends.
有些你的朋友,
God might have to send a few plagues.
神可能需要送几个不同的灾在他们身上。
Satan doesn't let go so easy.
因为撒旦呢不会那么容易松手。
And then there's that 10th plague.
然后最后有这第十个。
The Passover.
就是在这个逾越节。
Death sentence.
就是一个这个其实是一个死刑一样。
Anytime in the Old Testament you see a death sentence,
如果在这个旧约里面任何时候看到一个死刑,
it's a story about you before you were saved.
就是有关于我们在还没得救之前的样子。
Death sentence,
这个一个死刑。
What's the only solution?
唯一的这个解答是什么?
Take a lamb,
然后拿一只羊。
A perfect Passover lamb.
一个完美的逾越节的羊。
You kill that lamb.
你把那个羊杀了。
You take the blood.
然后你把那个血。
And you put it on the wooden beam above your door.
然后你把这个血呢抹在这个门上面。
Can you think of another lamb?
你在哪些地方还有听过哪一个羊?
A perfect Passover lamb.
一个完美的逾越节的羊。
Whose blood was shed on a wooden beam?
是他的血呢是在木头上流出来的。
So that you could escape slavery in Egypt?
可以逃脱出这个奴役的状况。
First Corinthians 5:7.
在哥林多前书第五章
It says Christ is our Passover lamb
说基督呢就是我们的逾越节
Now I could talk for a whole hour just about the Passover
我们也真对这个逾越节可以也再讲一下
And all the prefigures there
然后在里面所有的比喻和预示
But I don't have time
但是我们今天也没有时间
So Pharaoh, I mean Satan
所以这个撒旦法老
Says, okay, get out of here.
所以 走吧。
So the people that are out in the desert,
所以这群人就在旷野里面。
They're fired up.
他们超级火热。
Moses, you're awesome.
摩西你真的是太 awesome 的一个人了。
We're free.
我们终于自由了。
But then they come to the Red Sea.
结果他们到了红海的边缘的时候呢，
Pharaoh, he wasn't ready to let him go.
然后说法老呢，这时候又有点。
He sent his army to take them back.
就带着他的这个军队又想往。
The soldiers, they represent the sin that you can't get rid of.
这些军队呢，就是代表着好像是一些我们没办法去甩掉的一些罪。
The people say, Moses, you're an idiot.
然后这群人就说，摩西你是白痴。
Why'd you bring us here?
你干嘛把我们带出来
？Moses says, Don't blame me.
然后摩西说，哎，不要怪我。
I didn't bring us here.
我没有。
Now, why did they come to the Dead Sea, to the Red Sea?
他们为什么会跑到红海边边？
Here's why.
为什么？
They hadn't left Egypt.
他们其实都还没有离开埃及。
Literally,
他们
they hadn't left Egypt.
其实实际他们根本都还没有离开埃及的掌控。
Because you don't leave Egypt till you go through the water.
因为你其实呢，你除非你从水里面经过，是没有离开埃及的。
When did you leave Egypt?
你什么时候离开埃及？
When you went through the water.
当你从水里经过的时候。
I've heard some people are questioning the doctrine of baptism as if it's necessary.
然后有时候就是一些人在怀疑这个受洗是不是真的一个必须要的一个东西。
How could anybody be so foolish?
怎么可能有人这么傻？
We have many people, they say they're Christians.
我们有很多人呢，说他们自己是基督徒。
They said a nice little prayer.
他们说了一个很简单的祷告。
Thank you, Jesus. You died for me. Yay, I'm saved.
感谢耶稣，你为我死，然后我终于得救了，这样。
But they're still in Egypt.
但他们其实都还在埃及。
You don't leave Egypt till you go through the water.
因为你除非你经过那个水，要不然你还在埃及。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1,
在哥林多前书第十章的第一节，
it says just like they were baptized into Moses in the Red Sea.
就好像是他们呢，透过摩西呢，在红海里面受了洗。
In the same way, we were baptized into Christ.
就同样的，我们也。
So the people, they go through the Red Sea.
这些群人呢，走过红海。
Their sins are washed away.
然后这些人的罪呢，就从此被洗净。
They have the soldiers. They have no power over them anymore.
然后那一群呢，军队的人呢，再也没有任何掌控在。
And the people,
然后群人就
We're in the promised land.
我们进入了应许之地了。
No, they're not in the promised land.
错，还没有进入应许之地。
Because being in Egypt, that's when you're in sin.
因为在埃及呢，就是你还在最终的时候。
The promised land, that's heaven.
所以那个应许之地其实是天堂。
We're not there yet.
我们还没有到那边。
We're wandering in the wilderness.
我们目前还在旷野里行。
Now, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy makes more sense.
所以呢，现在在这个出埃及记、利未记、民数记跟这个生命记里面就开始越来越看得懂了。
Those books are about the life of a disciple.
那些书呢，都在讲到这个门徒的生命。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, 2 through 5.
生命记第八章第二到第五节。
That's the Old Testament discipleship study.
那是这个旧约里面的门徒生命的这一堂课。
God said, I led you around in the wilderness for 40 years.
神说呢，我让你们在这个旷野里面走了40年。
So you could learn to live by faith.
所以我让你们教导你们能够凭着信心过日子。
Man does not live upon bread alone.
这人呢，不只是靠着自己吃的东西而过活。
But on every word of God.
但是靠着神的
这些
话语。
He says, your shoes didn't wear out for 40 years.
他说，你看你40年，你的鞋子居然都没有磨损。
Have you ever had shoes last for 40 years?
你有穿过一双可以穿40年的鞋吗？
They had miracles in their life every single day.
他们每天的生命都是一个奇迹。
As a Christian, we have miracles every day.
就像我们是基督徒，我们每一天我们都有。
We have manna every morning.
我们每天早上都可以吃到玛拿。
You know what? If you eat the same food every morning,
你知道吗？如果你每天早上都吃同样的东西。
Might get a little boring.
你可能会有一点觉得无趣了。
I've had roughly 10,000 quiet times.
差不多呢，这个看 差不多有 10,000， 我想想 10,000 十万吧，
一万次
的这个灵修了。
But every time it's like a miracle from God，
但是每一次都像是从神来的奇迹一样。
Now think about this，
那你去想看这个。
Of the ones who left Egypt，
这些从埃及出来的人，
How many of them made it to the promised land？
多少人真正进到了这个应许之地？
Not very many，
不是很多。
Read Hebrews chapter 3，
在希伯来书第三章去看。
Read Hebrews chapter 4，
你去看希伯来书第四章。
He says to us， don't be like them，
他说不要像那群人。
Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
那群人的尸体呢，在旷野上到处。
They disobeyed.
因为他们那群人呢，没有。
They didn't have faith.
他们没有信心。
That's a serious warning.
这是一个非常严重的警告。
In Hebrews 4 it says, make every effort.
在希伯来书的第四章里面呢，要我们用尽心竭力。
We need to eat the manna.
我们需要每天早上去吃这个玛纳。
It's the bread of life.
这是我们生命的。
The word of God.
这是神的话。
We need to drink the water.
我们需要去喝这个水。
It's the Holy Spirit.
就是神的。
Let's look at one example in the desert.
我们来看在旷野里面的一个例子。
Numbers 11, verse 4 through 6.
民数记第十一章。
Yeah.
Verse 4 through 6. 民数记第11章第四节到第六节。他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜，现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
In this story，
在这个故事里面，
Who are these people？
这些人是谁啊？
They're us，
就是我们。
How are we doing right now spiritually？
今天你的属灵状况如何？
We're not doing too well。
可能不是太好。
You know why？
你知道为什么吗？
Because we're looking back at Egypt.
因为我们在看埃及的事情。
They said, it's really hard out here in the desert.
我说在这里，这旷野里面真的是太辛苦了。
You know what? It is.
你知道吗？确实没错。
It's tough being a Christian.
做基督徒是不容易的。
They said, it was better back in Egypt.
他们说在埃及多棒啊。
We had cucumbers.
我们有黄瓜。
And melons and onions and garlic.
有还有这个西瓜，还有葱，还有蒜。
Now all we have is this manna.
我们现在就只有这些玛拿。
It's true.
没错。
But they were slaves.
但是你们却是，那他们却是奴隶。
You know, it was easier before you were a Christian.
那在你还没做基督徒之前，确实比较简单。
Right?
对吧？
You want to go back there?
你想回去吗？
No.
Because you were a slave.
因为你是一个奴隶。
God didn't say it was going to be easy.
因为神从来没有说这是一个很简单的一件事情。
But you know, you need to eat the bread.
但是你知道，你需要去吃神的粮。
You need to drink the water.
你需要去喝神的水。
You need to keep your eyes on the promised land.
你需要去把我们的眼睛呢，紧盯着这个应许之地。
Don't ever look back.
千万不要回头。
And then they came to the Jordan River.
然后他们就到了约旦。
And Moses is not there.
然后现在摩西已经不在了。
Now instead of Moses, we have Joshua.
然后所以除了这，现在没有了摩西，却多了一个约书亚。
Joshua, Jesus.
然后约书亚，耶稣。
Same name.
同样的名字。
Remember the ones who went through the Red Sea, they weren't there anymore.
你知道吗？那一群经过红海的那一群。
Only Joshua and Caleb.
只剩下约书亚跟加勒。
So the next generation, they were baptized again.
然后这一群人呢，他们又重新再。
They went through the Jordan River.
他们又透过约旦河又过了一次。
Here's something you probably never noticed.
这可能你们从来没有注意到。
For the 40 years they wandered to the desert, they didn't circumcise the male children.
在他们那四十年在这个旷野里面走的时候呢，那些男婴呢都没有受割礼。
As soon as they crossed the river, they circumcised their male children.
所以他们过了那个约旦河以后呢，就帮他们行了割礼。
Ow!
真痛。
When you're 35 years old, that hurts.
如果你35岁还行割礼的话，是蛮。
Why?
为什么?
Because circumcision in the Old Testament?
因为在旧约里面这割礼。
Baptism in the New Testament.
就代表着新约的洗礼。
Prefigure.
就像是比喻预示一样。
It says that in Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书的第二章圣书。
Then they entered the promised land.
然后所以他们进了这个应许之地。
It took me a while to figure this one out, but I finally figured it out.
花了一段时间才去想通，但是后来还是最后想通。
Because when they entered the promised land,
他们进入了应许之地以后，
they still didn't have rest.
他们还是没有得到安息。
It says that in Hebrews chapter 4.
因为在希伯来书第四章是这么讲。
And so the symbolism changes.
所以那些比喻呢又有一些改变了。
In Exodus through Deuteronomy, Canaan represents heaven.
在这个出埃及记呢到这个申命记呢迦南地代表着。
For that generation, it did.
对那一群人那一代的人来讲，去。
But from the next generation,
对新的一代的人来讲
，they're baptized.
他们受洗了。
Into Joshua, and they entered the Canaan.
然后他们进入了迦南地。
But then, for them, heaven was also in the future.
但是对他们来讲，天堂依旧是在未来。
So the relationship between God and His people is like God's relationship with us as we're disciples.
所以就像是神跟那群人的关系，就像神跟我们的关系。
I could do so many more examples, but I'm going to stop there.
我还有很多的例子，但是我们就在这边先暂停。
Now it's time for part two.
啊，现在是第二段。
There are 11 parts. We're starting part two.
我们有十一个。
But only 10 minutes on this part, okay?
然后所以
Leave the rest for another time.
我们下一次可以再讲别的。
Now we talk about people in the Old Testament.
所以我们现在讲一些旧约里面的人。
Who are prefigures of Jesus?
是像是耶稣的比喻。
You could write the entire biography of Jesus from the people in the Old Testament that represent Jesus.
你可以整个写一大篇的东西去讲到有关在旧约里面跟耶稣是相遇。比喻的人。
The Jews had prophets, priests, and kings.
在这个犹太人呢，他们有先知，有这个祭司，还有这个国王，还有王。
Jesus is prophet, priest, and king.
因为耶稣呢，他是先知，又是祭司，又是王。
All those who are prefigures of Jesus.
所以那一群呢是预兆有关耶稣的人呢。
Or a prophet, a priest, or a king.
就是那一群这个先知。
Or maybe a prince, because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father.
或许就像是一个王子一样，因为耶稣呢是在神的右手边。
There are so many examples.
有太多太多的不同例子。
Again, I'll start with a small example.
那我们再讲一个，就讲一个小的。
Jonah.
约拿。
The story of Jonah is the story of Jesus.
约拿的故事呢，就是耶稣的故事。
Jesus said that.
因为耶稣自己都这么。
Matthew 12:39-40.
在马太福音的第十二章呢，第三十九到第四十节。
It says just like Moses was in the heart of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
就好像是Jonah。约拿呢是在这个鱼的肚子里面三天三夜。
I too will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights.
会在这个肚。这个洞里面埋了三天三夜。
But there's a lot more than that.
但是其实还有更多。
The Jews said to Jesus,
然后那些犹太人对耶稣说
You can't be a prophet.
绝对不是一个先知。
No prophet ever came from Galilee.
在加利利从来没有出过任何先知。
Guess who they forgot?
那他们忘记了谁？
Jonah.
约拿。
Jonah's hometown is almost next door to Nazareth.
这个约拿的那个家乡呢，基本上就在拿撒勒的旁边。
You know, there's a reason they want to forget Jonah.
他们有一个原因是为什么他们不想要提起约拿。
In fact, it's a miracle the book of Jonah is even in the Bible. You know why?
其实就约拿书会在圣经里面根本就是一个奇迹，你知道为什么吗？
Because the theme of Jonah is salvation is for the Gentiles too.
因为这个约拿的整个主题呢是。外邦人也可以得救。
Because Jonah offered salvation to the Gentiles.
因为约拿呢，把救赎带到了 外邦人里面。
Think about Jonah on that boat.
你想想看，约拿在那个船上的时候。
Everybody on that boat had a death penalty.
每一个人在那个船上基本上都判死刑了。
And Jonah.
然后约拿。
They brought him up.
他就把他们从那个船舱里面带上来。
He's about to offer his life to save the Gentiles.
他要把自己的命献上来救这些外邦人。
What are they doing? They're gambling.
然后那群人在干嘛？他们在赌博哎。
Can you think of somebody else right before they killed him?
你知道那些，你还可以想到还有谁在他要死之前有人在他面前赌博？
Actually, he offered his life willingly.
还。自己自主的
and they're gambling at his feet.
然后还在他脚边在那边
Oh, yeah, that's Jesus.
又是耶稣了
And I love Jonah chapter 1 verse 12.
在约拿书第一章第十二节
Jonah says, take me up.
约拿说把我带上去
And throw me into the sea.
把我丢到海里去
He willingly offered his life.
他完全自主的去把自己
And on the third day, God raised him from the dead.
然后第三日神把他从
I talk about Adam as a prefigureOf Jesus.
亚当也是耶稣的一个预兆。
Melchizedek, we could go on and on about him.
彼得所有一切一切很多不同的人。
I mean, Melchizedek was the king of Salem.
你知道，麦基洗德呢是撒冷的王。
Hebrew Shalom.
在这个希伯来文里面叫 Shalom.
Peace.
就是平安的意思。
The king of peace.
就是平安之王。
But let's talk about Joseph for a bit.
我们来，但是我们来聊一聊约瑟。
The story of Joseph.
这个约瑟的故事。
Is the story of Jesus.
也是耶稣的故事。
Joseph was the favorite son of his father.
约瑟是他父亲最爱的一个人。
He was at the right hand of his father.
他是在他的父亲的右手边。
What happened to him?
后来怎么了？
He became a slave.
他变成一个奴隶。
Where?
在哪里？
In Egypt, of course.
在当然是在埃及啊。
And what did God do?
那耶神怎么做？
He raised him up to the right hand of the king.
他把他拉到。
That's Jesus.
也就是耶稣了。
At the right hand of his father.
在他父亲的右手边。
Became a slave and lived amongst us slaves here in Egypt.
然后变成了像奴隶一样住在我们。
God lifted him back up to the right hand.
神呢重新把他带到了。
Do you think that's a coincidence?
你觉得这只是一个巧合吗？
Or do you think the Old Testament is about Jesus?
还是你真的能够了解？
But that's not all.
真的就是耶稣。
Joseph had a dream.
但不止在这里，约瑟做了一个梦。
He had a dream that he was going to be the king of the Jews.
他梦到了他会是犹太人的王。
Of course, his brothers were really excited about that.
当然，他的兄弟都非常的开心。
So they decide to kill him.
所以他们就决定干脆把他干掉。
Can you think of somebody else?
那你还能想到其他人吗？
Who's going to be the king of the Jews?
谁是要当？
And his brothers decided to kill him.
然后他的兄弟决定把他干。
But God saved him from that.
但是神呢救了他。
Because he wanted to do another prefigure.
救了约瑟呢是因为呢他还想要有另外一个。
So instead they hatched a plot.
所以他们呢就没有杀他，但是就想了一个新的方法。
They betrayed their brother.
他们就背叛了他们自己的兄弟。
For 20 pieces of silver.
为了二十块银子。
I'd like to check out the exchange rate on that one.
我很想知道这个汇率到底是怎么算。
For Jesus, it was 30 pieces of silver.
耶稣是三十，然后他们是。
Now, you can't be a prefigure of the Messiah.
那你不能是这个弥赛亚的预兆。
Unless you save Israel.
除非你能够救以色列。
Did Joseph save Israel?
约瑟有救以色列吗？
Yeah, literally.
他基本上。
He saved his father Israel from death.
救了他父亲叫做 Israel.
Then there's Moses.
那还有摩西。
I mean, the whole story of Moses is the story of Jesus.
整个摩西的故事就基本上是耶稣的生命。
Moses is a little baby.
摩西是一个小 baby.
There's a king, a very powerful king.
然后有一个非常有权力的王。
And there's a Jewish baby born, and he thinks he's going to take his place.
然后会有一个这个犹太人的小孩子，说好像是要取掉他的位置。
But he doesn't know who to kill.
但是他不知道要杀谁。
So he decides to kill all the Jewish babies.
所以他就决定杀掉所有的犹太小孩。
Who's that remind you of?
那是让你想到谁？
That's Herod.
就想到了希律。
And Jesus.
还有耶稣。
And Jesus escaped.
所以这个耶稣就逃跑了。
Where?
跑到哪里？
To Egypt, of course.
跑到埃及哦。
Hosea 11 verse 1.
在何西阿书第十一
He says, out of Egypt I called my son.
说这个从埃及我呼唤我
That's true of Israel.
这对以色列也是是对的
That's true of Jesus.
也对耶稣来讲也是真的
That's true of you and me.
也是对我们来讲也都是真的
The parallels are really amazing.
有很多的很多相像之处是很
But that's not all.
但不只是在这里
Moses was at the right hand of Pharaoh.
摩西呢那时候他也是在法老的右手边
He had everything.
他什么都有
He had all the riches of Egypt.
他所有埃及有什么他就有什么
But he saw God's people.
但他看到神的子民
Enslaved.
去被奴役着
So he left his place with his father.
So he 离开了他的尊贵的地方
His adopted father, and he lived like a slave.
然后他活得像一个奴役一样
But you know, he wasn't ready for his ministry.
但他那时候呢，还没有预备好去
So he had to go out into the desert for 40 years to prepare to come and save Israel.
所以他要去旷野里面呢，去40年去准备好自己能够去拯救
For Jesus, it was 40 days he went out to the desert.
所以但是对耶稣就是40天他到外面去
But he's Jesus.
但他是耶稣啊，所以40天就够了
Moses saved physical Israel from physical slavery in Egypt.
摩西呢拯救了实质上肉体的以色列去从肉体的这个奴役上面拯救出来。
Jesus saves spiritual Israel.
耶稣拯救的是属灵的以色列。
From spiritual slavery.
从他们属灵的奴役中被解放出来。
In spiritual Egypt.
而且这个是属灵的埃及。
Moses gave them manna.
摩西给他们玛拿。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣呢就是生命的粮。
Moses gave them water out of a rock.
摩西给他们从石头出来的水。
Jesus sent the Holy Spirit.
耶稣给了他们我们圣灵。
Which is the fountain that brings up for its eternal life.
就像是这个我们到永生的泉源。
Moses had Aaron.
这个摩西呢有亚伦
Jesus had John the Baptist
耶稣有这个施洗约翰
Moses went up on Mount Sinai to meet God
这个摩西呢上了西奈山去见神
Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration to meet God
那个耶稣呢上了变相
And who else was there?
还有那时候那里还有谁
Moses.
摩西也在
And Elijah.
还有以利亚
Who also is a prefigure of Jesus, but we don't have time to talk about that.
他其实也是耶稣的一个预兆，但是我们就没办法再聊这么。
One more.
再讲最后一个。
The Jews' favorite example.
犹太人最喜欢的那个比喻。
If you ask the Jews, which of your leaders represents the Messiah?
如果你呢问犹太人，你们所有的领袖里面呢，你觉得哪些最像
？Who would they say?
救世主。
They wouldn't say Moses. They wouldn't say Joseph. They would say David. Because they knew that the Messiah is the son of David. He's the branch of Jesse. Of course, David was born in Bethlehem. As was Jesus. There's a lot more than that, though. David was a shepherd.He was a good shepherd. He was a very good shepherd. David had no weapons. The lion came after the sheep. What would a normal shepherd do? They would run. But David went after the sheep with his bare hand. I'm sorry, went after the lion with his bare hand. to rip the sheep apart. Yeah.
就去追打这个狮子，用赤手空拳去追打那个狮子。
David brought the ark into Jerusalem.
大卫呢，把约柜带回了耶路撒冷。
Which was a prefigure of Jesus coming into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
就像是这个耶稣呢进入耶路撒冷的进程的时候的。
When you read the book of Psalms,
当你看到这个诗篇
，is David talking about himself?
当时大卫在聊他自己吗？
Or is he talking about Jesus? The answer is yes.
答案是都对。
Both.
两个都是。
Now, you can't be a prefigure of the Messiah.
你不能是这个弥赛亚的这个预示。
unless you save Israel. Did David ever save Israel? Yeah, about 12 times, I think. My favorite is in 2 Samuel 26.
在, 撒母耳记,
no, I'm sorry. 2 Samuel 24.
撒母耳记下24章.
There's a death sentence.
那有一个, 被, 一群人被判死刑。
Everybody in Jerusalem is about to be killed by the angel.
在这个耶路撒冷里面呢，每一个人都要被天使给击杀。
That's a common theme in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约里面呢，是常发现的。
But David went to the household of Arauna.
但是呢，大卫呢就到这个亚拿的家里。
He offered a sacrifice that saved Israel. He says, I refuse to offer a sacrifice that costs me nothing. You know where David offered that sacrifice? Mount Moriah. The same place where Abraham offered his one and only son. Where God offered his one and only son. So many more prefigures of Jesus. Samuel. Even Cyrus. Cyrus, the Persian king.
Okay, 这个波斯的王，这个Cyrus.
Even he's a prefigure of the Messiah.
连他都是耶稣的一个预示。
And also Deborah.
还有底波拉。
Right? Esther.
还有以斯帖。
God used women as prefigure of the Messiah also.
神也用了女人来像是耶稣的这个预兆一样。
The sisters are encouraged by that, probably.
这个姐妹可以也感受到一些鼓励。
Okay. Now, I want to give you just the smallest hint about the rest of the material, which is most of the material.
我今天给大家稍微小小可以看到接下来所有的一些东西，差不多也是所有的东西了。
I'm going to talk about the tabernacle for just a second.
聊到帐那个帐幕、帐篷。
Uh-oh. I do need that thing. Yeah. My battery ran out.Anyway, here's the temple.
所以这边呢，你就看到这个圣殿。
Now God was in the Holy of Holies.
这个神呢在至圣所里。
Did the Jews want to go in there?
犹太人想进去吗？
Definitely not. If they go in there, they'd be like toast or something. Now, this is a picture of how we become into the presence of God. No, I just need the laser. Just the laser. Yeah, sorry. Which one's the laser? This one? That one? Okay, good. So here's where God is. Now every item in the tabernacle represents how we as Christians come into a relationship with God. Now the Jews could not go in there. Only the high priest. Only once a year. Only after offering a sacrifice for his own sin. Only after filling up the Holy of Holies with this incense so you couldn't even see. Only for a minute or two. And when it went in, they tied a rope to his ankle. Because if he did something wrong, they had to pull him back out. But you know what happened to that curtain when Jesus died? It was torn in two. Hebrews 10:19 says, we walk boldly into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus. So how do we do that? First of all, you've got the sacrifice. Without the sacrifice of Jesus, nobody's going to go in there, that's for sure. And I don't know, the laver, the place where they did the washing, the laver. It was this big around.
就是大概有这么大的一个。
Nobody could enter the holy of place until they stopped and washed at the laver.
他们如没有人能够进到，如果不洗净自己、洁净自己，是没办法进入这个至圣所。
I wonder what that's symbolic of. What do you think?
这个水到底是什么样的象征？
Many of our denominational friends,
很多我们一些其他教派的朋友呢，
they like the sacrifice of Jesus.
他们喜欢这个耶稣的献祭。
But here's how they want to be with God.
但他们想要跟神的关系是像这样，就这样绕过去，绕过那个
It doesn't work that way. You have to wash at the laver. Now we're in the holy place. On the right is the bread. Yeah.
Okay.
And Jesus is the bread of life. On the left is the lamp. Zechariah 4:6, God says the oil in the lamp is the Holy Spirit.
在这个撒迦利亚书第四章第六节讲说这个灯的这个油就是圣灵。
The Son on the right, the Spirit on the left, the Father in the middle.
然后所以这旁边呢，右边呢是这个耶稣，左边是这个那个圣灵，上面是神。
And right there is the incense, which is our prayers.
然后在上面呢就是那个香。就像是我们的祷告一样。
Many more things there. I have to skip all that.
我们要跳过所有这一些。
Talk for just one second about the sacrifices.
我们在这边呢，稍微聊一下一些不同的献祭。
There were many different sacrifices.
有很多不同的献祭。
The priests offered gifts.
然后这个祭司呢，他会去献。
And sacrifices.
还有献祭。
The gifts smelled good.
那些馨香的祭呢，是闻起来比较香的。
In Leviticus it says a sweet smell.
是有一种馨香之气。
These are sacrifices that we offer.
这些是我们可以献上的祭。
The sin offering, the guilt offering, that did not smell good at all.
那些血祭呢，一点香味都没有。
Those were made outside the camp.
这些呢，是在住的这个。区域之外来去做的。
Just like Jesus was sacrificed outside of Jerusalem.
好像耶稣是在耶路撒冷城之外。
One tiny detail, the burnt offering.
一个小小的细节在这个燔祭上面。
Here's what God said.
耶稣说，神是这么说的。
Take the bull, cut off the head.
然后拿那个牛把头砍掉。
Take the body, clean it all over inside and out.
然后呢，把身体呢从内到外全部弄掏干净。
The head, you don't clean it.
然后呢，头呢，你不用清理。
And you burn them both.
然后就全部把它烧掉。
The Jews?
然后犹太人就。
If you say so.
好吧，那你如果这样讲，我这么做吧。
We know why.
我们知道为什么。
Who's the head?
头是谁
？Jesus. Who's the body?
身体是谁
？Us. Who needs to be washed?
谁需要被洗
？We did.
我们要被洗。
The festivals.This is my favorite part, actually.
各种不同的节日，这是我最喜欢的。
The Jews had many, many parties, all kinds of parties.
犹太人有超多的 party.
God said, "Stop working."
神说不要再工作了。
I want to talk to the brothers here.
我要在这边跟弟兄稍微说几句。
Some of you need to stop working a little bit.
有些你们呢需要稍微少做一点工。
You need to be a church.
你需要到这个。多参加教会的一些。
If your job keeps you away from church,
如果你的工作让你没办法来参加聚会，
Do you have faith in God or not?
你对神有任何的信心吗？
But God wants us to celebrate.
但是神要我们去庆祝。
They had all kinds of parties.
他们有各式各样的。
Now I don't have time to discuss it.
我没有很多时间去细节的讲。
But every one of these festivals represents some aspect of our relationship with God through Jesus.
这些每一个节日呢，都代表着我们跟神的关系的某一部分。
We know a little bit about the Passover already.
我已经知道逾越节了。
I want to talk about the. Oh, doesn't matter. Feast. Ren, I forgot to plug it in.
Okay.
No problem. Last slide. Feast of First Fruits.
这个初熟收成的这个节气。
It was a harvest festival.
是一种收成的一个节日。
But it was a really strange harvest festival.
但是是一个非常奇特的一个这个收成的节庆。
Because it was a harvest festival when there was no harvest.
但是它是庆祝的时候呢，其实是不是收成的时候。
It was in late March or early April.
它是差不多在这个三月底四月初的时候。
When the wheat had barely come up out of the ground.
其实那时候的种植的这些麦呢，才刚刚才长出来。
God said, cut some of it down.
然后神说呢，把一些先砍下来。
Bring it to Jerusalem.
然后带到耶路撒冷。
And celebrate the harvest.
然后来庆祝。
Imagine what their neighbors thought.
你去想他们身旁的一些邻居在想些
These Jews are crazy.
这犹太人像疯子一样
They should stay back and protect their crops.
然后他们应该他们就这群人就赶快来保护自己的种植
What's the Feast of First Fruits about?
那这个初熟的这种收成的节日是要代表什么
It's about faith.
代表着信心
Who's the Lord of the harvest?
谁是这个收成的主
Where is your harvest going to come from?
你的收成，你的成所收的东西是从哪里来？
Is it going to come from your hard work?
是从你很努力工作来得到的吗？
Well, we need hard work.
我们当然是需要稍微工作一下，也要努力。
But it comes from the Lord.
但是从神来的。
And God reminded them of that.
然后神呢提醒他们这件事情。
Here's an interesting fact.
这跟你讲一些这个蛮有趣的一个东西。
You probably know Jesus was killed on the evening of the Passover, yes?
你们应该是知道耶稣是在逾越节的那个晚上被杀掉的。
It's because he's our Passover lamb.
因为他是我们的逾越节的羊。
But Jesus was raised from the dead.
但耶稣呢，他在死里复活的时候。
On the day of first fruits.
他就是在这个初熟收成节。
Because the feast of first fruits.
因为在这个节日的时候呢
is a foreshadow of the resurrection of Jesus
也是预示着这个耶稣的死而复生
Oh, now I understand in Colossians chapter 1
我现在终于了解哥罗西书第一章
Where it says Jesus is the first fruit of the dead
所以在这里呢耶稣他在哥罗西书里面讲说原来耶稣是初收的这个从死里去出收出来的
Because the resurrection is a promise
因为所有人的死这个复活呢是一个应许
It's the first fruits of a harvest that's going to come
所以耶稣呢是这一群接下来